Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Christianity is a religion that is based upon individual faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe the Bible to be God's Word, and we believe it when the Bible tells us that we are sinners in need of salvation, and that our salvation can only come by faith in the person named Jesus, who died for our sins, was buried, and then rose from the dead. 2 Corinthians 5:7 sums the Christian life up, saying, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And as our opening text explains, this faith is a matter of substance and evidence. It's not blind faith, as atheists and agnostics falsely seem to believe and consistently claim. And that false definition for the word faith must explain why the typical atheist and agnostic will become indignant when you point out that their belief system, or belief without a system, is also a faith. Ask an atheist or agnostic to explain why they reject the existence of God or profess that the existence of God cannot be known, and they will describe the substance of their position and the evidence that they believe points to there being no God. Did you hear that? That's exactly the way Christians respond when asked why we do believe that there is a God. We explain the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The only difference between atheism or agnosticism and the Christian faith is that Christians are honest and we admit our faith. I've never had a conversation with a professing atheist or agnostic who doesn't present his case for atheism or agnosticism in terms of faith. He'll say, "I believe," or "I do not believe." He cannot say, "I know there is no God," because that would be intellectually dishonest, and even his fellow atheists and agnostics would refute that claim. Agnostics base their whole argument on the fact that they believe, there's that word again, that we cannot know that there is a God of any kind. Someone recently sent me a link to a page called wikihow.com in an effort to educate me on the fact that atheism is not a religion, but is based on reason and logic. Again, that is the basis of faith, as our opening text explains, but I digress. And on the WikiHow page, there was this question: do atheists oftentimes have strong faith that there is no God? That's the perfectly worded question. But the response was from a user going by the name of Luna Rose. Her avatar even has a WikiHow ribbon declaring her to be a top answerer. And she said in this, in her first sentence, quote, "Atheism is based on logic, not faith," end quote. And so right there from the start, Luna demonstrates that she is ignorant of what the word faith even means. Faith itself is based on logic. Faith is based upon and consists of the substance and evidence of things that a person has not seen firsthand. Luna goes on to speak of atheists in third person and says in her second sentence, quote, "Most atheists take a logical look at the universe and find no evidence to clearly say that God either exists or doesn't exist," end quote. But do you see the point? Atheists look at the same evidence I do, but simply come to a belief that is the opposite of my belief. But it's a belief. That is faith. In her next sentence, Luna says, quote, "Thus they don't know and decide not to believe in God unless God is somehow scientifically proven to be real," end quote. And that's the crux of atheism. Move the goalposts. Change the discussion from evidence to proof. Informed, honest Christians don't claim to prove God exists, and no honest, informed atheist would ever claim to prove that God does not exist. Each one of us looks at the evidence for and against the existence of God. We then base our conclusion on what we believe is the best explanation for the evidence. The Christian believes the evidence is best explained by the existence of God. The atheist believes the opposite, but it is a belief. Atheism and agnosticism is a faith. And no matter how loudly or angrily they deny it, atheists and agnostics are some of the most religious people on planet Earth.